Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Susan Finley. She's a certified life coach and catalyst specializing in happiness, personal empowerment, spirituality, the law of attraction, and metaphysics. Susan's mission is to empower others to create a happier, more abundant, and healthier life. In fact, the life of their dreams. Susan provides her clients with very practical, easy-to-understand visionary tools, knowledge, and information in a very uplifting way. Some of these ways include helping her clients discover their passions, releasing blocks and limiting beliefs, discovering how to have more unconditional love of themselves and others, learning how to receive assistance from the higher realms, and empowering her clients with new healing techniques. Susan is the author of the book entitled Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction, What You Need to Know to Have the Life You Desire. In this book, she provides the best of the best information, tools, and techniques that she's learned and uses in her own life. It's presented in a very simple and easy-to-understand way, which will assist you in attracting the wonderful life you desire. You may purchase this book as an e-book on her website or write to her to send you a hard copy. Susan also offers personal coaching and angel and empowerment card reading. Now, I'm going to give you her email address and her website. So there are a couple of ways you can contact her. You may write her at sue@youressentialhappiness.com, one whole word, sue@youressentialhappiness.com, or her website is on the World Wide Web, and that is youressentialhappiness.com. And if you've noticed on the listing for tonight, it also has her telephone number, so I trust I can give that out, Sue.
Yes, that's fine.
330-475-5478. 330-475-5478. So let me welcome Susan.
Welcome. Thank you. I'm happy to be here, David. Thanks for asking again.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Susan. I didn't stop to ask you if there's anything new going on in your life and people might be interested in playing catch-up if they've tuned in to listen to you in the past.
Well, I'm continuing my life coaching and learning new things every day, and I'm loving it. And going back to school through December, at least, to do my tutoring. I'm an elementary school teacher, and this will be it for me. And then I'm going to go in full time coaching, which is my passion right now. And I have three grandchildren, actually, that I do a lot of things with too. So my life is really, really busy.
It sounds full, very full.
Yes.
And what a big step to leave teaching to go into the coaching business full time. When did you make that decision?
Well, I've been thinking about this for a couple years now and waiting for the right divine timing to come, and I just know this is it right now for me. You can always tell when is the right time for you. Things just work out. You know, they work out in every way, and the universe tries to find ways for it to work out when you ask for it, and it just seems like the perfect setup is coming for me this year. So my husband and I both knew that this was the time for me to actually end that career and go into full-time coaching. But it just worked out for you.
I love hearing you discuss that process as it unfolded for you, because it is important to understand that there is divine timing to everything. And inasmuch as we may wish for things to happen more quickly, sometimes the universe says we're not ready yet. But the important thing is that you can always manifest what you desire. It's just a question of the timing. And
I was very interested
in how you described that part of your experience. And we do have our first caller on the line. I recognize the number. Hi, Deanna. We'll be talking to you later. And I want to let folks know that tonight we're going to be talking about navigating the Earth's new energies. And one of the things that Susan is going to offer at the half point in the show, and we'll take calls after that, she's going to offer a tool for releasing density of I'm going blank, Susan, help me out.
Mm-hmm. Density, or basically lower energies that look like, some people describe them as darker energies around us that kind of have us trapped, and because of the lower energies, we're not getting out of them fast enough, and they kind of keep us from having the full life that we need to have. So I thought I'd teach everybody how to release those, and we can do the process together.
And that's going to be about a 10-minute exercise, so you might want to prepare for that if you have any interest. Where shall we begin? What are the new Earth energies?
Well, in case everybody, in case someone doesn't know, the Earth is going through a lot of changes right now, but they're very exciting changes, and we'll see the exciting changes more in the long run, but right now we're kind of at the stage of the hurricane stage, where things are blowing around and things are getting knocked down and everything is coming apart. It's like a collapse that we're going through right now, because the Creator has decided that our Earth is going to move up in vibration. That means it's going to hold more light, more love than it ever did before, and it's such an exciting time. And they're sending that to us from the heavens above, really. And it's changing everything on our Earth for the better. It's changing us individually, and it's changing the whole world. And you can see the collapse of the government right now, governments, the collapse of educational systems. There are all kind of people just are saying, oh, this is crazy, this is crazy. That's all part of this. The collapse of the environment, the Me Too movement. You'll notice as I say these, everything right now is coming out. All the chaos is coming out. All the corruption is coming out into the open, and everything is being purged right now with these new energies coming in. And that's the reason we're going through all this. It may seem fearful to people who don't know what's going on, and they may think, what is this, the end of the world? What's the world coming to? But actually, it's a natural part of the process of what we're going through, and we're going to reap the benefits. In 6 or 7 years, our world will look totally different. And in about 12 years, by 2030 to 2035, it's predicted that everything and everyone on the planet will be a higher vibrating being. They call that fifth dimension, which is love. They'll send love to everyone, and they will even have magic and miracles happening to them. So we're going through really awesome changes right now. But right now, the stage that we're in is kind of chaotic. So I want everybody to know it's not going to be like this forever. It's actually going to be in a very short time that our world is changing. And these are the energies that I'm talking about, too. So if you know this, we can help each other navigate through them a little bit better and have a really wonderful, awesome time through all of this.
One of the things I remember you talking about before was just how much we've changed in a short period of time, and I don't remember what it was, but it blew me out of the water before when you talked about it.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's changing so much. Now, I want to tell you that you can't go by the media. You can't go by what's happening in the media because they're pretty much 99% is negative. You can't think that what's happening in our world is what's happening in the you know, news coverage. It's just not happening that way. There's so many good things happening right now. You know, the GoFundMes that people are starting for people who have tragedies happen, just acts of kindness. People are just changing in that way. And another thing that these energies are changing is how fast we manifest what we want. And I think that could be what you're saying. Right now, compared to 2000, we can manifest what we want 10 times faster than the year 2000. So in other words, this is an awesome thing, but we need to keep some things in mind so that we don't manifest what we don't want. We just want to manifest what we do want. So the energies that are coming in are higher and faster. Everything's moving faster. I don't know if you could tell that, David, or not. Sometimes, like, do you think that, you know, do you seem to get a lot in a day where you didn't before, like even 10 years ago? Is that happening with you?
Well, yes, I've had that experience. Actually, I'm in a little bit of a hiatus now, but when I start working on a project, I find myself absolutely consumed with it and spend a lot of time with it, and that's new for me. And it all comes from inspiration.
Yes.
And so I feel as if I'm channeling some energy or some information that is not coming from David, and I just get so excited about it that I can't stop writing.
Wow. I you know, when you said this, I just feel when you're on a project or you're doing a project and you're so focused on it, your soul is contributing to that for sure. So I feel that your soul is right there with you, helping you, and you're focusing in it, and it probably brings out your joy and your fun.
It absolutely does. There's no question about that. There's no question about that. And I was just thinking today about what a difference I'm experiencing now, and I'm sure other people can relate to that. The difference between being powered by inspiration and then just kind of going back to what we do in life. And I'm looking forward to the next burst of inspiration. But, you know, life is what it is, and this is fine.
David, I'm getting cut off from you. I don't know.
Can you hear me now?
End. Oh, yes, I can hear you now.
Yeah, what was happening was I had a call that was coming in on this line, and it was doing that beeping stuff. So I think that's what that was about.
Yeah.
At any rate, it is fascinating what can happen to us when we start vibrating at a higher frequency.
Yes, and you'll vibrate at that higher frequency when you are doing something you enjoy, like the project that you're doing, and you're totally living in the moment. And you will vibrate at a higher level then when you do that, because that's your soul coming through. What you love to do is your soul coming through at a high level. So that's awesome. I'm glad you're feeling that.
Thank you. I am too. I think that it also might be important to point out that for some people it might be a little intimidating when it first happens. And I wondered if you would address feelings that might be connected along those lines and how to deal with that.
I think number one, knowing what is going on really helps people. If they have knowledge, it's empowering. Knowing what's going on, knowing it's nothing, you know, that they're doing wrong, it's just something it's a new way of being. It's a new way of being on our earth. It's living in a high vibration that we're not used to, and it's just a conscious choice to live in that high vibration. We'll become more accustomed to it as we learn to do it a little bit more. But we have to practice staying in those high vibrations, because what happens is if you don't, what you think and feel will come back to you a lot quicker. And it could be positive. It could be very good for you, things that you want and your passions and your joys. But it also could be things that you're worried about or angry about or concerned about. And so what we need to know is how to channel those energies into something positive or at least neutral, so that we don't have them coming back on us when we don't what we don't want coming back on us. We only want what we do want. It's just a shift in our perception and how we're going to navigate through these energies, and it's not hard at all. It just takes some time and it takes some effort to learn how to do this, because we're so used to being in a lower vibration. Ever since 2012, we were in a lower vibration on the planet, and now we're starting to learn how to handle these higher energies, and it's a really positive thing to learn this too.
One of the things I was thinking as you were talking was that there might be another metaphor for navigating the new energies, and that is to surf with them, because...
Yeah.
As I was thinking about my own experience, mm-hmm. it's very much been akin to coming in waves, and they've been a little giddy at times. Then when I've gotten into it, I've just relaxed and become very at peace and filled with gratitude for the experience and just kind of coast along.
Yeah.
And then when I get to the end of the wave, it's just like a resting period for me before the next wave comes along. So
that's
I just
awesome.
Wanted to add that. Yeah, yeah.
So you're being conscious about what's going on then. Just everything that you're saying, you're so very aware of what's going on. And that's what everyone, you know, it would be a good idea if everyone is so aware of these energies. And they can even describe it like you're describing it.
Well, you know, I think awareness is one of the most important things that we need to practice if we're going to move in a forward direction in our lives. Because as you mentioned before, we can get caught up with things that don't feel good to us. And, you know, a lot of that is just part and parcel of the human experience. But we can create the experience that we choose if we stay focused and practicing awareness when we've got all these zillions of thoughts passing through our minds every day, and most of them unconscious, if we do more time, spend more time in meditation, focus on our breath, focus on what's going on around us, then we're more likely to be in touch with what's going on, for lack of a
exactly.
better word.
Yeah, try to keep yourself in a high vibration by living in the moment. In each moment, say, be in joy and love. And even though you're going through something difficult, you can still be neutral about it and learn to be neutral about it. Because nothing that happens to you is done to you. It's all done for you, actually, and with you, so that you can learn and grow. And it might be a lesson. I shouldn't even say lessons, because they say it's not really a lesson. It's an experience for someone else.
Yeah.
But you've decided to be part of it. And so you're learning, too. So everything's growth. Everything is growth and learning. So it's an awesome thing. And we just have to be mindful, like you're saying. Be mindful of what you're giving out in your thoughts and your feelings, because that holds your vibration, your thoughts and your feelings. Your body and your physical body and your emotional body and mental body all determine your vibration, and your vibration affects your life, the flow of your life. So you want to be in a higher vibration so your life will just flow the way you want it to. When you're in a lower vibration of like worry, it's not going to flow as much as you want it to.
Well, I liked where you talked about how life is not happening to you, it's happening for you, or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people do tend to focus on why is this happening to me, and get kind of stuck in a victim mentality. What can we do to get out of that so that we are back in a place of joy again? And so that we don't attract more experiences or attitudes like that to us.
Well, number one is to love yourself more, because I think people do that more when they are fearful of not being loved or loving themselves more, always do things for yourself that show yourself love. Baby yourself, they say, and that these are really good things to do with all these higher energies coming in. Treat yourself like a baby, like you would treat a baby. How would you treat a baby? Treat yourself just like that. Baby yourself. Go out in the sun. Go out in the sun and ask the sun to cleanse you. Walk on the grass without your shoes on, just with your bare feet, because the earth is a high vibrational energy. It can keep you in a higher vibration, or going in nature. You know, during this time, get a lot of sleep too, because a lot of people need more sleep during this time, and they're not getting enough sleep, and they might be finding themselves to be tireder and kind of go into those moods more. You know, and drink a lot of water too. Sleep and a lot of water, and eating really healthy, like organic things, fruits and vegetables. And three things that I've learned were really good to take for these energies, to helping them assimilate, is chlorophyll and spirulina and chlorella. And I've been taking all of them now for about 6 months, and I really, really love them. But those are three, you know, herbs that people can take that will really help them out with these energies. But we have to forgive ourselves for things that we think we've done too. And even if we slip back into these lower energies, like of repeating what we've done, you know, eons of times, years before, just forgive yourself. This is what we're going to do with this vibrational releasing tool. Forgive yourself and know that it's just a learning process. And forgive yourself and treat yourself with love and joy, and say affirmations about yourself. And we can do some affirmations after that vibrational density releasing tool if you want, to show people an example of how they should be feeling about themselves. Because I think self-love is the root of it. A lot of people don't feel the love for themselves, and that's what they bring out into the world. So we need to, number one, show ourselves how much we love ourselves. And we can do affirmations about love. We can, you know, anything that helps you feel good about yourself is awesome to do now.
Why don't we do that right at this moment before we move on? I think that affirmations are such an important tool that we can use to move forward in our lives and claim those characteristics, claim those experiences that we wish to have as if we had them now. The thing is, a lot of times people will say, well, you tell me to say something like, I'm having an abundant life, but I don't see that. And how can we deal with a person in that position and reframe it a little bit so it's a little more easy to assimilate?
It's really easy to do that. I've had a lot of people tell me that, say, how can I say I'm wealthy when I'm not? How can I say I'm this or that? But actually, if you reframe it and say, I am, always start with I am, because it's very powerful. I am aligning with perfect health. That means you're starting now. I am abundant. I am aligning with abundance. I'm aligning with joy. That means now it can be possible for anyone, even if you didn't believe it a minute before. I am aligning with perfect health. I'm aligning with wonderful friends. I'm aligning with financial abundance. I am aligning with is awesome to use for people to be able to really believe it.
I really love that. I've heard people say, I am willing to have that experience, but I think aligning is even more powerful.
Yes, because it's now. It's present now. If you say willing, it somehow seems to be dangling a little bit in the future. You don't want to dangle anything in the future. You want it to be right now, but you want it to be believable. So that's a really perfect, I think, of all the things that I've learned, that's a perfect one to say for someone who says, I can't believe this, I'm not going to say it. So I'm aligning with whatever you want. And then visualizations are good. Having pictures of yourself doing things really helps a lot of people.
Well, how about if right now we do three affirmations, if you'd be willing to honor us with three, and then let's take time to let Susan give the affirmation, and then let's say it out loud wherever we are, or silently if if you're in a place where it wouldn't seem appropriate to say it out loud. But out loud is even better.
Yes, out loud gives it more power. Okay. All right. So the first one we could say is, I love this one too because it really helps me know that I'm always being divinely guided by the Creator and the divine teams, and I'm always having what I need if it's according to my higher self and the divine will of God. Here it is. The divine plan is always unfolding for me in perfect divine timing.
Oh, I like that.
The divine plan is always unfolding for me in perfect divine timing.
The divine plan is always...
always unfolding for me in perfect divine timing.
Perfect divine timing. I love that.
Thank you. I love this one, too. The universe anticipates my needs far ahead and delivers.
The universe anticipates my needs far ahead and delivers.
And delivers. And I love that one, too. And I choose to step into my more expanded self, what honors me with love and joy.
I choose to step into my
expanded self. What honors me with love and joy.
Okay, follow Susan. I loved it as you were leading into talking about the affirmations. You used I am several times. How about an I am affirmation?
I am only love.
I am only love. That one was easy for me to follow.
Mm-hmm.
That's the truth. And what greater gift is there than love?
Yeah.
And
exactly.
It also dovetails with what you were talking about earlier about forgiveness. That
exactly.
is an important thing for us to do to try to clean up our acts, so to speak, by letting go of past hurts and resentments and that sort of thing. Yeah.
Exactly.
Because
that's
we want to be present. Let go of the garbage, right?
Yes.
We're relearning
how to do it.
Yeah, and it's not really garbage because it's been part of our learning experience or experience, as you say.
Exactly. Yes, it's part of your learning experience. And it's a good thing that we've learned all this. It's really very unique to all of us, too.
And when we come out the other side of what seems like a dark cloud, we often, if not always, realize there was indeed a silver lining, and that's where the gratitude comes in. And I find gratitude is just so, so important in maintaining a positive vibration.
It is. I think that's one of the most important things, is what are we grateful for now to start with? Instead of looking at what we don't have, what do we have? Because we attracted all these things that we do have into our life. Whether we realize it or not, we've done that already. And it was very simple for us to do that. So we need to know that you can do this at any time. And just keeping a high vibration will really help you to do this.
And you can turn your life around on a dime if you're determined, right?
Exactly. In a moment.
It's not easy.
Actually, in a moment. It's not easy because we're so ingrained with the repetitive patterns that we've been used to for eons, and it's not really our fault. It's the society that we're into. We came into a limited environment, actually. The Earth was a pretty limited environment, and we knew we were going to be the ones to show the way, to show how to turn this into a planet of light and joy and magic and miracles. We knew we were going to be the ones to do this. The people listening to these shows, we are going to be the ones to show everyone else how to do it, and it's awesome. It's an awesome thing to do.
Well, from what you say, over the course of the next dozen or so years, we're going to snap to attention in a whole new way, aren't we? And see things in
a
whole new light.
And the kids that are coming in are really going to catapult us all because they're the ones who know what's going on here. They really know it. And, you know, people look at these little kids and say, oh, they have their own mind. But that's good that they have their own mind because they know who they are. They know they're a divine aspect of God. And, you know, they're not limited in that way, of thinking that way. And they're going to make some big changes that are awesome for our world.
Beautiful. Well, we are at just about exactly the halfway mark. How about if... you offer your tool for releasing density now because there's so many different ways that we can experience density. It can be with other people, with our environment, with something like the weather, so many different ways. And it's so important to feel that lightness, that vibration of lightness, which sustains us and lifts us above everything.
Yeah. This is an easy tool you can do yourself. You can even do this yourself. You don't need anybody to show you how to do it. After I teach you how to do it, you can do it all the time. So if your frequency or your vibration is high and clear, in other words, you're navigating through these energies with love, no matter what comes, love or at least neutrality and joy. If you can bring joy out, wow, that's even higher than love, because joy encompasses love too. Love is part of joy. And if you can navigate, if you can go through the world with those vibrations, you have a clear vibration, clear high frequency. But not everybody can, because we're on Earth and there's a lot of things that go on Earth that aren't happy. They're, you know, kind of put us in turmoil. So if you have any unresolved emotional turmoil or any kind of turmoil, your vibration kind of shifts and your energy becomes a little dense. And so the flow of life is blocked a little bit. And you kind of sometimes move into a space of conflict or suffering or limitations. And so life doesn't really reflect who you really are to the greatest. So if you have any kind of vibrational density releasing tools or a way to release any of this, it's an awesome thing to do during these time changes too. And when you do these, you can realign with your original blueprint. The original blueprint is like, okay, so I always picture this. If God is like the sun, or the Creator is like the sun, we're a ray of the sun. And the ray that you are, you have an original blueprint about who you're sparkling and shining and what you're like in this lifetime. You can realign with your original blueprint if your vibration is high and clear. But when it gets kind of covered over with denseness, you don't feel like yourself. Your life isn't connecting on all the levels. Maybe you have problems in some areas. That could be density covering up part of your blueprint. So what we're going to do right now is we're going to experience a tool to release some of the density surrounding us so we can have this great life with all these wonderful energies coming in. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to invite you to invite different things back into your life that you may have hidden, or density hidden around your aura or hidden around you. And if you want to do this, just say yes. And if you don't, if you're not sure, you can just listen. And if you don't want to do it, just say no. You can always block things out by saying no. I don't want to do this now. I just want to listen. And that's fine. Or you can choose to say yes if you've heard a couple of these. And then you can say yes whenever you want, or you can just listen and go back and listen to the replay and do it again. So whatever way you feel comfortable, if you want to try this. But this is just releasing any density around you so that your life will be in a flow a little bit more.
Sounds okay. Perfect.
Okay. So the first one is, I invite any form of suppressed sadness to arise. And if you do, just say yes. Anything that I've judged or labeled as sadness to arise now. And all you do is just say yes, and it just comes up. It's just energy, and allow it to be present. It's not wrong or bad. It's just an experience. And if you can, allow yourself to feel it. Take some breaths to keep present. And just say to yourself, I love and accept my sadness. And now I'm allowing my sadness, though, to dissolve and dissipate and send back to the wholeness and oneness in which it came. Take a deep breath now to release all your sadness. Now we're going to release anger. I invite any form of suppressed anger to arise. If you do, just say yes. Anything I've judged or labeled as anger, it's just energy. Allow it to be present. Take a deep breath. It's not wrong or bad. It's just an experience. allow yourself to feel, if you're able to, for a minute. Take another deep breath. And say this: I love and accept my anger, but I allow it to dissolve and dissipate and send back to the wholeness and oneness from which it came. Take a deep breath. Now we're going to release ego. I invite my ego to arise. Take a deep breath. Allow it to be present. It's not wrong or bad. It's just part of the human experience. It's been there to protect me. And say this: I love and accept every single moment I needed to falsely inflate myself or make myself less than. Pause and see if you can feel anything. Take a deep breath. I allow it to dissolve and dissipate and send back to the oneness and wholeness for which it came. And thank your ego for being there to protect you and keep you safe. Now your ego is in a new job. It's beginning a new job, serving your higher part of you, the higher self. Now we're going to release fear. I invite any form of suppressed fear to arise. Say yes if you want to. Anything I've judged or labeled as fearful to arise, it's just energy. Take a deep breath. Allow it to be present. It's not wrong or bad. It's just an experience. And allow yourself to feel it if you're able to for a minute. And take a deep breath. And say this: I love and accept my fears. And I'm allowing my fears now to dissolve and dissipate and send them back to the wholeness and oneness for which they came. Take a deep breath. Now we're releasing guilt and shame. I invite any form of suppressed guilt or shame to arise. Say yes if you want to. Anything I've judged or labeled as worthy of guilt or shameful to arise, it's just an energy. Take a deep breath. Allow it to be present. It's not wrong or bad. It's just an experience. Allow it to feel it if you're able to for a few minutes, a moment. Take a deep breath. And say, I love and accept my guilt. I love my shame. I allow my shame and guilt, though, to dissolve and dissipate and send back to the wholeness and oneness for which it came. And take a deep breath. Now we're going to release any unworthiness or insecurities. I invite any form of suppressed unworthiness or insecurities to arise. Say yes if you want to. Anything I've judged or labeled as being unworthy or insecure about who I am, this is just an energy. Take a deep breath. And allow them to be present. They're not wrong or bad. They're just experiences. Allow yourself to feel them if you're able to. Take a deep breath. And say this: I love my fears, unworthiness, and insecurities. But now I allow them to dissolve and dissipate and send them back to the wholeness and oneness from which they came. Take a deep breath. Now the last one is: anything from your past or present you've labeled or judged. So I'm inviting anything from your past or present that you have labeled and judged as negative or wrong or guilt-worthy or fearful or shameful. If you want to, say yes. It's just energy. Take a deep breath. Allow it to be present. They're not wrong or bad. They're just experiences. Allow yourself to feel them if you're able to. Anything you've judged, negative, wrong, guilty, fearful, shameful. Say this: I lovingly accept my past and present and future. I lovingly embrace anything from my past or present that I've judged and labeled as negative, wrong, guilt-worthy, shameful, unworthy, or fearful. And I'm allowing these energies to dissolve and dissipate now and send them back to the wholeness and wellness for which they came. Now take some deep breaths. Feel it and integrate it. Please fill all space created with divine light and divine love, divine grace, divine peace, divine joy, and all the highest level aspects of the divine that are appropriate for us individually and collectively. I pray that this is so, and so it shall be. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now come back into
Perfect.
The room and just come back and allow yourself to feel whatever you need to feel. And you may not feel anything, but know that it's really happening because I feel a lot. I feel like very tingly. And I don't know if you feel anything or not, Dave, but I feel really, really
tingly.
Yeah,
no, I
right
feel
now.
Really light. I feel some very good energy released through my crown chakra. Mm-hmm. It's really, really wonderful. It is a tingly feeling.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you can do this with anything. Like if you feel bad about something you said or something you did, just say, I'm sending this back to the wholeness and oneness from which it came. It's very simple. I'm sending this back, whatever you want to send back to the wholeness and oneness from which it came. That's all you have to say. And then I always say after that, after I'm done, please fill, because you're creating space when you do that because you're sending it away. Now you want to fill that space with something light and something high vibrational. So I always say, please fill the space with divine light, divine love, divine joy, divine peace, and all the highest level aspects of the creator that are appropriate for me. Because sometimes I don't even think of all of them. But if you can even say divine light and divine love, that's awesome. Please fill all space created with divine light and divine love. And I always add joy now and peace because those are things I want to feel.
Mm.
But you can just say that one sentence, one statement is going to release that for you because you are the creator living your life and whatever you say goes. So if you say you want to release this density, you can do it yourself just by the statement. And then fill up those spaces with divine light and divine love, divine joy, divine peace. You can fill it up with whatever you want that's higher vibrational than what you were feeling. That's really awesome. I really feel like now really light and really tingly, and it feels really good.
Well, you know, one of the things I really liked as you went through the exercise was that there was no judgment attached to any of those feelings that you suggested that we might take a look at.
Yeah.
And there was something else, and, I know what it was. It was that joy is even greater than love. And I always say I believe joy is our birthright and that's what God, higher power, Goddess, whatever you want to call it, wants for all of us. And we can always climb the rungs back to our joy once we've had whatever experience we need to have in order to get back there if we've fallen from it.
Exactly. Joy is our birthright. Joy and perfect health and abundance, these are all our birthrights. This is all that was intended for us when we came here on Earth. And we're relearning how to do this right now because we've been caught in a dense lifetimes for ages. In the Middle Ages was very dense. And, you know, a lot of us lived in those lifetimes, I believe, in past lives. And I've had so many experiences with this. But a lot of us have lived in the denser lifetimes on Earth, and we're now relearning to bring our power back and who we really are. It's really an awesome, awesome time to be here.
And the important thing to realize, you know, when you speak of it in historical terms or linear terms, and we do not live our lives in a linear fashion, it's more like a circle. We can go to any point on the circle that we wish to go to.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's obvious how much we've come out of some pretty horrible feeling density.
Yeah.
And it's wonderful to conceive of whatever it is that you have held out as virtually a promise for us in our very near future.
Yes, it's just awesome. And, you know, I listen to a lot of channeled material from the guy, you know, the angels, archangels, and they all say the same thing. It's all going in that direction. Don't be misled by the chaos going on the earth right now. It's all for the better. It's all for the good. It's not going to be like this for long. We're just like being aware of what we've done for eons, and we're wanting to change all this. All of us are in awareness level now that we're wanting to change all of this, and it is going to change. And the children that are being born, they're going to be great changers for us. They already know all of these things, and they're going to be awesome for us. And it's going to be a great time on Earth. And as the year, you know, this is the most powerful year right now. I can't even imagine what it's going to be in 2 years. Because the energies are just getting higher and higher every year.
They are, and chaos is a good thing because it's what mm-hmm. precedes great order. I was given a Chinese symbol for chaos years ago, and it talked about how there is great order that comes out of chaos. So we're just about there, folks, wherever it is you want to be.
Yes, it's good news. This is awesome news. And you may feel a little bit like spacey sometimes. If you do, that's a normal process now going on. I don't know if you feel spacey sometimes, David. Do you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's one of the things that the fifth dimensional brings, which is really good, because you mentioned linear time. And in the fifth dimension, there is no linear time. So a lot of us who are doing a lot of these higher vibrational techniques are, a lot of times we are in the fifth dimension. And we may feel like spacey, or we're losing time, or we just lost an hour. I don't know if you ever feel like this. I feel like this all the time. We lost an hour, which has happened. And
yeah,
that's something I want you to know. You're not losing your mind. Because
That represents a period of great presence, because you've let go of this notion of time and you've been present to the moment. Yeah.
Right, you're in the moment too. And I just want everybody to know I'm like that a lot. I'm spacey a lot.
Yeah.
I never
considered that notion before. That really is an epiphany for me.
And
like
so a
that.
Lot of people are there in fifth dimensional already. And when you're in a higher vibration, you probably will go there. And you might lose track of time a little bit. But no, it's an awesome thing to be able to do that and not keep such close track on linear time, as you were saying. But it's
And
really,
that's what we
really
do when we meditate, right?
Yes.
When we meditate. And you talked about so many different things that we could engage in, like going out in nature or standing in the sun. And these are all forms of meditation too, ways of being present in the moment.
Right. And even when you said you were working on your project, you were actually meditating. When you're working on something that you truly love, you're actually meditating. Your
mm-hmm.
higher self is coming through, and you're in joy, and you're actually meditating. Whenever you concentrate on something that you're in joy of, you're meditating. It doesn't have to be that you have to lay for an hour and listen to a tape, although many people love it and they relax and they really, really have a high vibration. But you don't even have to do that. It's just something that you're in joy of and you're focusing on it, and you're actually meditating. It's really
you can do it yourselves, folks.
Yeah, you can do it yourself. You can do it yourselves, right.
Let's take a call. And then I'll give you an opportunity if there are any closing comments you want to make. But we've had a few people that have called in, and as is often the case, several of them have dropped away, but Deanna's hung right in there. So let's go to her phone line.
Yes.
There you go, Deanna. How are you? Deanna, I don't know if you have your phone on mute, but at your request, I'm coming to you.
Yes, I do have my phone on mute, and I just went through. Hello, David and Susan. I've been listening intently, and I forgot that I put my phone on mute.
Hi,
of them. I did that to mine earlier, too.
Oh, wow. It was very interesting. I think I'm going to have to just listen to it again, though, to let go of all that accumulated dense emotion that I have been holding inside myself.
Yeah.
So I want to thank you for having done that on air.
You're welcome. And you can do that with anything, Deanna, yourself. After you've even listened to the tape, you can just say it regularly all the time. You don't even need the tape. You know, if you get the hang of how to say that sentence, it's really quite easy. But remember, you're in charge of your life, and you can command that the density leave you, and then just put yourself in high vibrational energies from now on.
Yes. I don't know what to ask. I just thank you for having come on the show, and I will listen to it again, and I will invite all these icky energies to leave me, because, you know, we seem to hang on to them in order to recognize them later.
Yeah.
But we'll recognize them already. We don't need to hang on to them.
No. People are getting to be very mindful right now about what they're putting out, and that they are denser energies, and it's an awesome thing. So you're doing awesome. Thank you for all those comments.
Well, thank you very much. You know, it's a different viewpoint, and we don't know it all. And then when we see someone else's concept of things, we say, yeah, you know, I don't have 360-degree vision, but thank you for those that give us theirs, so we can, you know, it just makes our life easier.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Deanna.
Thank David. Yeah,
my pleasure.
Uplifting.
All right. Well, I'm glad you've enjoyed the show. I have enjoyed it immensely. And we'll keep talking for the duration, but thank you for hanging in there and talking with us tonight.
God bless.
Thank you.
God bless.
God bless.
Well, I wasn't going to put you on the spot with this, but for future purposes, of course, I would love to have you come back again, Susan, and mm-hmm. perhaps we could talk for a moment or so directly after the show about arranging a date for that, if you're willing. I love these shows that we do together. The other thing I wanted to ask, if you would be willing to do it in the future, is to do one empowerment card reading as part of the show.
Oh, yeah, that would be so fun.
Yeah,
yeah, I could do an empowerment card reading for the show for sure. That's really fun for me to do, and really uplifting, and puts you in a high vibrational energy.
And it would give people an idea of what that was in case they wanted to do a more extensive reading with you, or didn't have the opportunity to get a.
I would love to. Any of your callers, I could do it for your callers.
Okay, great. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So what else can we say about these new earth energies that are opening up for us?
Be in love. I would say two things that are the most important right now. Send love to yourself. Send love to everyone else. Love, love, love. That'll put you in the higher vibration. It just takes practice sometimes, especially when we're in with difficult people or difficult situations. And watch your thoughts, because your thoughts create your feelings and emotions, and that creates your vibration. And your vibration is what really affects your life. So watching your thoughts, being mindful, and love. Love, love, love to yourself, first of all, because you have to take care of yourself first. Love yourself, and then you can love others. But keep saying those affirmations about yourself and who you really are. Remember, you are equal to every single person on the planet, and you have divine gifts that nobody else does, and you are the creator manifesting as you in this lifetime, as the creator in this lifetime, a spark of the creator in this lifetime. What you say goes. What you say goes.
Mm.
You can have
I
help
like that.
With it if you have the divine. You can have help if you want, but you are the master of your ship, and you can have anything you want. But it's going to be a great, 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 great time. I mean, like I said, if we can get through these next couple years with the high vibrations, we'll just what did you say, surf through it?
surf through the energies. That analogy was a gift that was given me years ago, and I just loved it. I never really understood that I had the capacity to surf through things that seemed difficult or challenging. And really, it's true that life is not easy, but we're the ones that tend to make it more difficult.
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes we use energies against ourselves rather than for ourselves, and we're learning now not to do that. But don't feel bad. Remember we said we should love them because they're teaching us lessons. And then release
right.
it back to the wholeness
right.
and oneness from which it came. It's just awesome to be able to do that, to release it, love it, release it. And it's just awesome to do that. Do you want me to end?
You know, when you were talking a little while ago about who we truly are, it reminded me of a poem that was set to music years ago called Invictus by, I think it's Ernest Henley. But the closing line of that poem, which was an inscription in a book that I received from my former mother-in-law, as well as being a song that my grandfathers had found that was out of print, that they asked me to sing. The closing line was, "I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul." Talk about using that "I" statement in a powerful way.
I love it. It's giving me chills by you saying that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Really powerful.
Well,
that's very powerful.
It's a powerful song. I'm surprised it's out of print. Well, if anybody is familiar with it out there, sing it someday. And
That's
it
very
will
powerful.
Really stir your blood.
Do you want me to end with some affirmations?
Absolutely. And I just wanted to say I just received a Facebook from Deanna, and she indicated that it was Ernest Henley. Thank you, Deanna, for that. So, yes, let's close things out with some more affirmations, and I'm going to be silent, and people, maybe you could repeat them a second time, and then people can try to repeat them for themselves.
Yes, I will. I'll say them twice. You could say them with me to yourself or out loud on the second time. Okay. I am choosing love in every moment. I am choosing love in every moment.
Every moment.
I love myself just the way I am. I love myself just the way I
just
am. Cutting out a little bit.
I'm going to be silent. I think with both of us talking, we get that effect.
Okay. Do you want me to repeat that one again?
Yes, and I'm going to be silent.
I love myself just the way I am. I love myself just the way I am. There is only love. There is only love. I am aligning myself 100% with my highest potential. I am aligning myself 100% with my highest potential.
And one more, please.
I am aligning myself 100% with my highest potential. I am in the new. I release all limitations that do not serve me. I am in the new. I release all limitations that do not serve me.
Thank you so much.
I am total pure love. I am total pure
love. Love it. That's a perfect place to stop. Thank you so much, Susan.
Thank you. I've really enjoyed being here. Thank you so much.
Well, the feeling's mutual. I'm going to give you a call in just a couple minutes, if that's okay.
Oh, yes, that's fine. Do you want me to hang up now or stay on the
line? It's up to you. I'm just going to close this.
Okay.
So once again, we come to a close. let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gift. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Thanks again, Susan.
Thank you, too.
Good night, and God bless.
God bless.